good morning, everybody, on Emily Caroline's podcast this morning. And for all those who will be tuning in later on, I hope you guys are having a fantastic week so far. It is the middle of the week, which is one of the best days because it means only two more days until the weekend. If you work on the weekends, weekends are still amazing. Today, I want to talk to you guys about an experience I had yesterday and something that God really convicted my heart to learn. I'm so excited about this because this is something I've been praying about just for the world to start learning. And fast food restaurants and anywhere you work, you can learn this anywhere with anybody. So one person that I work with at work, no name is mentioned, no restaurants mentioned or anything, but I wanted to share this with you guys because it was really heavy on my heart this morning to share. And I pray that this will encourage you to seek out God's will and to do His will and to convict somebody face to face in front of them when you feel like God is tugging on your heart, even though it's a scary thing to do because you have no idea what their response will be. Do it because God loves you and because you need to trust the Lord and not trust your own instincts. That's what I did a lot. So here's a story real quick for you guys, and then the encouragement will be at the end of the video, so stay tuned for that. So ever since I started working at a job that I work at right now, a person that I work with is always consistently telling me how to do things, the things I'm not good at, and always just wearing me down, always speaking death, and death means negativity. And when God says to speak life to people, to love your enemies as you love yourself, that's God's biggest commandment and biggest law in the Bible, is to love people, even when they treat you wrong, even when they offend you or accuse you, even when they yell at you for doing nothing. And something that I was just really tugging on my heart for the past month, I've been dealing with a certain person, and God encouraged me to talk with her in the way of how Jesus was accused in the Bible. Jesus was accused, and if you guys don't know that, it's towards the end of your Bible in the New Testament, and He was accused for doing good, but Jesus still loved the people, He still cared for them, and He still did everything in silence, and He accepted for their answers and their response. And so I didn't yell at this person, I didn't swear at them, I didn't do anything that would have been detestable or a sin. In my opinion, I just calmly talked to her and I said, okay, this is not right. I should not be treated like this. I don't want to come to work scared to work with you every day. And so as I was just saying that to this worker, she literally just looked at me like, wow, you're not afraid of me. And I'm like, I'm not afraid of you. No, I'm afraid of Satan. I'm not afraid of you. You're just another human just like me. And I didn't say that to her, but I did say to her, you have no right to treat me like I'm worth nothing. You've been here for 9 years. Not really, but like she's been there for many years, and I have not. And something that God really just placed on my heart was just to tell her to calm down, just to let go of her burdens, and to look to Jesus for everything that she's doing. And I was just praying for her and everything, and just praying over her. And I didn't tell her like to look to Jesus, but I was praying that over her. But I was just telling her to not treat me like I'm a piece of poop. To treat me like I'm a human, like her. Because if I was her manager, she wouldn't want me to treat her like that. And so that is the main story. So my encouragement for you guys, yes, conviction is something that people don't do nowadays because we're afraid, because you never know, they could have a gun, or they could have a knife, or they could kill you or stab you. Like, anything in this world happens nowadays. But God calls us to love people as we love Him ourselves, and He calls us to be patient. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It's not boastful or proud. It keeps no records of wrongs. And so it's really hard for me not to keep any records of wrongs of this girl when I was convicting her in front of her. But I didn't want to talk behind her back. And so I'm not saying that I didn't do that. But God really showed me not to talk behind her back anymore of how much complaints that she was talking to me about. But instead just to talk to her face about this and to convict her because of the things that she's doing wrong. Because when we say the word convict, to me it means, when we convict somebody, God will help us and give us the strength that we need to talk to these people of how to just go about a conversation. It doesn't mean we have to do everything right or wrong. Right or wrong. It just means that God wants them to be aware of what they're doing wrong if they're not already aware. And so that's what it means to me. So I really encourage you guys this week, if you work with somebody or you're in college or doing a project with somebody in school and they're just treating you like trash, convict them and talk to them about it. Don't talk behind their backs anymore if you already have. Talk to them to their face calmly and lovingly and accept for what they're going through. And just say a lot of prayers and just pray as you're talking to them, because God will be with you guys in that very moment. And he's in that situation. He's not left you. He doesn't leave us or forsake us. So I encourage you guys to just take a step out and just learn how to convict people in front of people and not to gossip about them, because it's much better to be in person talking to them about the situation than rambling on to 50 other people about them, and that's not going to help either. So I pray that this encourages you guys today to stand up for what you believe in and your morals and your confidence in Christ. So thank you for hopping on to Emily Caroline's podcast this morning, and stay tuned for more. Thank you.